You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach. Today, I want to talk to you about something so important as it relates to the entirety of the call and how it will absolutely really affect not only your conversion rate, but your ability to move to the home, talk about options, talk about different problems that the customer might be having. Because if you don't do this correctly and you really miss what we talk about today, it's really going to hurt you. And I think so many people hyper focus on certain aspects of the sales process, we'll call it. You got coaches and trainers and really, like, I'm talking world class or world elite or even worldwide known. Maybe they're not world class or world elite. Maybe they're just worldwide known. Trainers out there, sales trainers out there preaching and teaching these closing tactics. And, man, it's just like that stuff works only if a couple things. You're willing to pressure people and put people in the corner and make people have buyer's remorse. Or another way is that if you do a lot of other things leading up to that moment that puts you in a position that you can use some of these tactics, even the good ones, if there is such a thing. And I just really strongly believe that it's not really about the close. In fact, I wrote an article years ago called Why Closing Doesn't Matter, because it's really based on this relationship you build on the front end and then how well you advise them as you move through the home and as you discover problems and create solutions for that. Also, how you communicate those solutions will affect how they hear or what they hear or if they hear when you talk about these things. So we're going to cover all that today. Could be a little bit longer than normal, but I want to make sure we unpack this, because by the time we get done with this podcast, today's episode, just this episode alone, I think you'll be better equipped to really go in and produce a much bigger result, not only for yourself and for your paycheck and for all that kind of stuff and for your company, but more importantly for the customer experience, for the customer's value and what they're getting as you move through that home. And a lot of people always ask me, you know, how do you value stack? How do you create options? And it's like, well, you know, that's a long-winded answer because I'm not just doing it at the very end of the call. In fact, I have a rule. When the customer hears it at the end, it can't be the first time they've heard it. Meaning when I'm delivering options, that can't be the first time they're hearing something. It can't be the first time they're hearing about a problem and a solution. Can't be the first time they're hearing a price. Can't be the first time they're hearing that I'm willing to package things again. I need to do that as I move through the call. Oftentimes I'll reference things throughout the call that happened or were talked about at the end to make sense of things or to remind them of maybe things they said, things they wanted. And so I'll do this. I'll also reference maybe connection points we've had, especially if I can make an analogy. In the beginning, if I find out we're both, like, have a bunch of kids, for example, I happen to have 8, I might reference something that I know they're familiar with. Maybe they got 5 kids. I definitely know we both know what potty training's like. So I might use that in an analogy when I'm explaining something in plumbing. And all I'm saying is that helps remind them, like, hey, we're a lot alike. We have a lot of commonalities. I understand your situation. We're going to talk about that. We're going to unpack that. Before we dive too far into this, I want to give you guys an opportunity to get something. Go to our website, theplumbingsalescoach.com, fill out the form, and get our free training. It's a relationships-based training. It's full worksheets. It's got everything. It really walks you through, like, how to build a relationship in the home, how to kind of talk to the customer, make that connection, what the customers typically focus on and worried about. A lot of times we think it's other things. This isn't one of those free trainings that, like, gets you to, it just gives you a framework, but it still doesn't teach you anything. This is it. In fact, we used to sell this for like $800 back in the day, all by itself with the worksheets. And you get the worksheets, you get it all. Everything we sold for $800, you get for free. Just reach out to us at theplumbingsalescoach.com. We'll get that to you. Or you can email us directly at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Give us your name, your company name, your phone number, and your email, and just be like, yo, I need that free training, dog. We'll get it for you. Okay. If you type, yo, I need that free training, dog, if you type that into the email, we might have to send you something. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. We're going to walk through this process of what it's like to build a relationship. There is a framework that I have that will that you can use that I think should help you. It's generic in form, but we'll put some meat to it. We'll put some application to it. But it's this idea that the first thing I need to do is build a relationship. The second thing I need to do is diagnose. I'm going to talk about the third thing here in a minute, but I want to work through these first ones because they go together. And the first thing that we teach inside that relationship training module actually is that people are in fear mode. And it's so true. People are absolutely in fear mode. I mean, think about it. They didn't want to have a plumbing problem. They didn't want to have to call you out. They didn't want to have to deal with this. Could be causing damage, could be keeping them from something, meaning the water heater's out, they want to take a shower, they got appointments, they got different stuff going on, and they can't. So they call you, you come out. I mean, they probably find out they have to be somewhere at, let's say 8 a.m. They're going to leave at 7:30, so they're probably hopping in the shower, depending on who it is. If it's the guy, they're hopping in at, you know, they have to leave at 7:30. They're hopping in the shower at 7:28. If it's the wife, she's hopping in at 4:30. She's got to do her makeup. I'm kidding, everyone. Okay, is it? So then what happens is we get ready. We can't get ready. Now it's like, uh-oh. And so then we have to wait for they try to get a hold of you. They get a hold of you in the morning. You come out. I mean, I guarantee even if they were planning on leaving their house by 8, you're not getting there till 9. Even if they get a hold of you right away, get on the schedule, they dispatch someone. Now it's 10, 9:30, make a decision, thousands of dollars. What's going on? They hate their life. They hate it all. They're in fear mode is what I call it. And you're not getting the best version of them at the front door. That's why some people can be irritable. And on top of that, while we're on that topic, not only are they frustrated with their situation, but they're frustrated with their last experience with whoever. The pest control guy, the other plumber, the electrician, the roofer, the door salesman. Doesn't matter. We all get thrown in the same box in the beginning. So you show up to that house with no relationships, no connection, nothing diagnosed, and you're starting from scratch. You're starting from absolute scratch, and it's uphill. It's an uphill battle. We talk about in some of our training sessions, in some of our more deeper dives when we look at studies and stuff. And, you know, there's a study that American Express, I think, did back in the 80s, and they talk about 4 to 7 touches. It takes 4 to 7 touches to make a connection point with a brand or a product before a customer can make a decision on whether or not they want to buy. Now, some people will research stuff till they die and never buy anything, okay? And then other people like me, we buy it just at first glance. But on average, most people, 4 to 7 touches. So think about it. They see your van, they see your Google ad, they see your whatever, that's touch one. They talk to the CSR, that's touch two. When the technician shows up to that house, you're at touch three. That means you're already at a disadvantage. And on top of that, they're frustrated with they have to talk to you. And then on top of that, they're thinking about the last person who didn't show back up, who took a deposit and left, who left the job halfway through, or came out and tried to sell them a bunch of stuff they didn't need, or whatever. Obviously, if this is a situation where you're the first, you're new there, they've never had your company out there, they probably did have a bad experience with the last plumber. So that's what you're up against. And again, it's not just the last plumber, it's the last whoever came out there. Okay, keep all that in mind because that's what you're up against. And you have to build a relationship. And here's what I know about relationships. We can talk about, you know, how to build them and connection points and all that. But think about this. You build relationships with people you have in common, things you have in common. And the reason why that works and the reason why that happens is because a lot of times we feel more comfortable with people who are like us or people who understand us. And the way to understand us is to know that they're living like us. Meaning, if you're a plumber and you're an electrician or you're whatever, and you work on my neighbor's house, I feel more comfortable you can work on my house because we have similar homes. But if I saw your, and no offense to anyone, but if I saw your particular service vehicle in front of a mobile home, or even honestly a restaurant, I wouldn't necessarily immediately connect that to you can work on my home. I don't have a mobile home. I don't have a restaurant. So that makes, hopefully that makes sense, because that's how this works. And that's how the more relatable and the more connected, the more similar, the more things we have in common, the more we can hang out and spend time together, the more I can trust you. That's what this all comes down to. In fact, at the end of the day, it all comes down to consumer confidence, which trust is a big foundational piece inside of that. But it comes down to consumer confidence. Like, not only do I trust you, but I have an HVAC problem. I trust you, but you're a plumber, so I'm not gonna call you out for my HVAC problem. So even though I trust you, I don't trust you with that. So that's where this really starts to take a turn to where you can separate yourself from the last whoever came in their home. Another thing I would mention that is if I'm coming into your home or you're coming into my home and I find out our kids go to the same school, our kids had the same coach, our kids played on the same soccer league, I'm going to feel connected to you. I'm going to feel like we know some of the same people, like you can't just come in and rip me off and get away and just be gone into the middle of the night like the last guy. I'll be able to track you down, even though I probably wouldn't be able to. Hopefully this is starting to make sense. Hopefully this is starting to connect with you. Because if you don't have this relationship, if you don't have this connection, if you don't have this trust built, it doesn't matter. The rest doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. You can do inspection checklists. You can have the most cleverest software. You can say the most cleverest things. At the end of the day, it really won't matter. I mean, you could probably get really good at making some more sales. Some of you are really gifted at that. But you'll get buyer's remorse. You'll get his other, because they won't be the one making the decision. You'll be the one doing it for them. And that'll eventually catch up. Might take a day or so. They might have to sleep on it for a week. They might have to have some conversations with friends who, or family members who talked them into you got taken advantage of. Maybe they didn't, but they get talked into that. That's where they call in and say, my son was here last week and he said that you guys ripped me off. Or the son calls in, you ripped my mom off. You ripped my grandma off. You ripped my auntie off. I'm coming in there. That's when you drop a new Google profile. Okay, so look, at the end of the day, we have to understand this power in the relationship. Okay, make a friend. I remember this old seminar I went to, this guy on stage said, make a friend, find a need, fill it. And I was like, oh man, that's exactly what sales is. You know, if you think about relationship diagnosing and the one that we're going to get to in a minute, relationship is make a friend, diagnosing is find a need. Let's talk about diagnosing. Because I think a lot of us, we do this so wrong. You know, all that plumbing is connected to itself. And I always say let the plumbing lead to the plumbing. But I want to really kind of break down what I mean by that. Because if I'm going to offer something to the customer, it has to make sense to me. You know, I'm not just looking to sell people stuff. So it has to make sense. Meaning, if I'm looking at a toilet and it's got a fill valve issue and it's running and it won't stop and there's high water pressure and there's bad shutoffs and the main shutoffs shot, all of that is going to be connected to that fill valve. Meaning, I need to take pressure to warm to the next fill valve. I should anyways. I also want to make sure that the old fill valve didn't just, if it failed for age, that's fine. We put a new fill valve in. But if it failed for water pressure, if I put a new fill valve in, a couple things might happen here. Number one, this new fill valve is going to take an unnecessary beating on with the high water pressure. And the other fill valves in the home are probably taking that water pressure, that high water pressure. They are. They're taking that high water pressure. So at the end of the day, you know, I might look at offering, you know, a PRV or something on that, and then also resetting the clock on the other fill valves. And maybe I can give them a bundle deal because I'm doing three fill valves and a PRV when all I really came out there to do was one fill valve. And so now there's a little bit more opportunity for everyone. Plus the customer saves a little bit of money by knocking this stuff out and getting rid of the real problem. And so all of that makes sense. If the emergency stop doesn't work, then that's something that we should be offering. If the shutoff doesn't work, that's something. Because if I can't shut water off to the toilet to work on it, then I can't work on it. So if there's things that are keeping me from working on the toilet, or if there's things that are causing the toilet to fail, and there's other toilets that are getting the same abuse, then all of those things make sense. That's what I mean by letting the plumbing lead to the plumbing. I wouldn't necessarily try to offer a clean out on this call. I wouldn't necessarily try to offer a water heater on this call. Unless the main shutoff was by the water heater, the shutoff on the water heater was old, I needed to add a PRV, now I gotta add an expansion tank, now because I have to add an expansion tank and deal with the shutoff, and option three, they're starting to invest a lot of money into this, hey, why not go ahead and offer a water heater? And a lot of people will ask me, like, well, do they need to buy water? Absolutely not. They don't need to. So you might want to sweeten the pot for them a little bit. And maybe now, you know, I never want to discount down my the main service they call me out there for. But if they're willing to all of a sudden go from only spending, you know, $200-$300 on a fill valve or a rebuild or whatever, to all they're now, you know, spending a few thousand, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. Who knows what we're talking about here? Are we talking about softeners? Are we talking about tankless? Are we talking about regular water heaters? As you're starting to move up that, escalate up that kind of that value ladder with them, you know, you might want to sweeten the pot a little bit for them and maybe make it worth their while for sure. But at the end of the day, think about the opportunity that's being created there and the reasons why it's being created, and it makes sense for the customer. You're not just willy-nilly just saying, oh, you need to replace that, you need to replace that, you need to fix that, with no rhyme or reason. It's all connected back to what we were talking about, you know, coming back to that diagnosing of the main thing. And you can see how that all relates. And as long as it relates and makes sense, the customer is way more likely to be able to consider that as a realistic, viable solution. Otherwise, they're just going to be like, man, that's just a bunch of things I need to spend money on. I can wait. I'm not worried about that. They're not broken. But if they can see that they're connected, they can see that it's something bigger causing that. Then they can see that that's causing issues with the same other likeness items in the home. Then it makes a little bit more sense for them. And if it's all full price, then yeah, no, I'll wait till it fails. But if all of a sudden it's like, well, shoot. If you're going to go ahead and, you know, you got a water pressure issue, we're going to put that in. And you're going to upgrade now to a water heater. You have a gas water. And now you're talking about getting a tankless and a softener. At that point, you know, and we'll get into this third one here in a second. But at that point, we can start really getting creative in that third option. You know, the first option is still always going to be the main thing they called me out there for. It's still just going to be that one fill valve, you know, still just going to be $200-$300, whatever it is. But the second and third option have now changed because of the conversation and where things went and what I found on that particular call. And so this is where we have to do our due diligence. The other thing I want to mention is, before we go any further, is that when you don't do this, I mean, you're really doing a disservice to the customer. Think about it. If I really genuinely go into a home and test water pressure and it's at a, you know, 110, and I'm replacing a fill valve that's 12 years old, maybe I'm replacing a fill valve that's 3 years old, and now we know why, because of the high water pressure, I have to be responsible as a plumber and understand that, hey, this is happening on the other toilets. This is also, while we're at it, this is also happening on the fill valves, I'm sorry, on the cartridges in the showers, it's happening in the cartridges in the faucets, it's happening everywhere. If it's water condition, if they've got scale buildup everywhere, this is happening all over the shutoffs, all the emergency stops. So many people go like, Chris, do you just grab emergency stops and make them leak? And I go, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I let the customers know what they're working with there. They're emergency stops. They are not designed. The purpose of an emergency stop is not to just not leak. The purpose of an emergency stop is to stop water in an emergency. It's just, that's how it works. So basically, if I have a leak at the faucet, I can stop water in an emergency, stop that leak from happening, and then from there, I can still use the rest of my plumbing. I can isolate my system. If the emergency stop is scary to you, shoot, it's scarier to me than when the customer's going to need it in an emergency. And so we have to communicate that to the customer, like, hey, these are old shutoffs. In the case of an emergency, you'll need to use these. Now, if their main's an old gate valve on top of that, man, what kind of a situation are you leaving them in if you don't offer these other options and you don't educate? And I know it can be uncomfortable sometimes. Again, make a friend. Build that relationship. Show them that you're not out to get them. And then it makes these conversations a little bit easier. These diagnosing conversations get a lot easier, a lot more comfortable for everyone. In fact, if you build the relationship correctly, the customer will start asking you all kinds of questions, believe it or not. And typically I diagnose by asking questions myself, another podcast, another time, but they will start to ask you questions like, hey, do you think I should do this? And what do you think about that? And can you take a look at this? The last one is value stacking. So relationship, diagnosing, value stacking. Last one's value stacking. Value stacking is really just an intelligent way of offering options. Now, if you think about everything I just said, if you go through that home and you go through that call and you do it that way and you're communicating as you're doing it. So I'm looking at the toilet and I'm saying, okay, has anyone tested your pressure? All right, let's test your pressure. Now, and I'll let them know up front. Like if you Google it, Google say 55, 60 PSI is about what you want to be at. That's what we recommend. But really anything under 70, is fine. Over 70, we need to start looking at getting a PRV or a pressure reducing valve. And I usually will explain to my customers, like, hey, look, all these things, they're all just little miniature dams. Like the fill valve is just a miniature dam. It holds water back. Then it opens up and lets water in. Cartridges are the same way. Everything's basically the same way. They're all little miniature dams, and then they let water in. The PRV is a Hoover dam. So it just basically is kind of like protects the rest of the little miniature dams. So the customers kind of understand what they're getting into. Then we walk over to the faucet, we open it up, and it says 95 PSI. They already know they need a PRV. They just need, they don't know how much it is yet. And I said, look, they can be $400 or $500, depending on, you know, $600, whatever, they $300, whatever, you know, depending on the situation. I might say something to that effect. You know, or they can be mid, you know, they can be in the hundreds. They're in the higher hundreds. And again, I don't know if you're burying this thing, you got to dig up the dirt, if you're putting a chest high in the garage, whatever the situation is, whatever price is appropriate, but I'll give them an idea of that. And then I'll let them know, and we need to take a look at your water heater, because when I put that Hoover dam on there, basically it's going to close your system, and the city code or the state code or the international code or whatever, however you want to explain that to them, requires us to put an expansion tank on here. And I can explain what that does, but it basically just takes on the increased pressure when your water heater heats up, since the water can't go anywhere now since we're putting this on here. And then I'll talk a little bit about that, and I'll start to talk about how maybe I can probably work something out, since I'm looking at the toilet. You know, if they're gonna have to do a PRV and expansion tank, maybe I won't charge them for the fill valve. But I'll let them know at that point, like, I'll give you an option for just the fill valve. I'll also give you an option for the PRV and expansion tank, and I'll let you kind of compare the price difference. And then if you want to wait on it, that's fine. Let me check a couple more things out, and then we'll look at some more stuff. So I always let them know and let them off the hook, like, hey, here's what you're looking at. So I'm starting to build those options with them verbally and price condition as I'm walking through the call. And I'm doing this the whole time, all the way throughout the call. So when I get to the end to offer options, it's not a shock. It's not their first time hearing this stuff. I'm usually like, okay, well, I put the three options together like we talked about. So I did the fill valve in the first option. The second option I did blah, 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 blah. And the third option I did this. Now, if you do the third option, I was able to work it out to where I'm not going to charge you for the fill valve. In fact, I'm just going to replace your toilet for free. Let me go over the numbers with you really quick, and then you can make whatever decision you want. And then I go through the options, and I always go over them without numbers, and then I go back through them with numbers. That is a crucial way to make sure that you get through all three options before they start shutting you down and asking questions and whatnot, because they're waiting for the price. So go through your three options without price, then go through them with price. Okay, listen, I want you guys to understand how important relationships are. That's why I'm offering you this free training. Like I said, we were selling it. It was $800. We're going to give it to you for free. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, or just go to theplumbingsalescoach.com and fill out the form, and we will get you that information and we'll get you that training. Look, I love you guys. Remember, relationships, diagnosing, value stacking, that's the framework. That's the three steps. That's how you get it done. That's how you get it done in the home. And they all intertwine. Don't try to just do one thing at a time. Bring them all together so that people can really understand where you're going with this before you ever get to the options. So that all they're really doing at the end there is making a budget decision and getting excited about what you have to offer. Love you guys. And as always, remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.